This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I'll be answering Google's most asked questions about myself. So it says, what is Mufti Meng's ethnicity? Well, you're going to have to dig and you're going to have to find out. What is Mufti Meng, or a human being? What is Mufti Meng's job? An interesting job, mashallah. I actually work as a teacher, an imam, a scholar, a lecturer, a motivator, and a mufti. What is Mufti Meng's net worth? Not as much as Google says, but alhamdulillah, sufficient. What is Mufti Meng's email address? It's muftimeng@gmail.com. Okay. What is Mufti Meng's favorite color? I have many colors that I really like depending on the day and the mood, mashallah. What is Mufti Meng's favorite country? There are many countries that are really, really good. A place is obviously the Holy Lands, mashallah, Mecca and Medina. But I still think Nigeria features on that list. Pakistan is also on that particular list, mashallah. What is Mufti Meng's favorite food? A difficult one. I'm not so much into food and I don't mind eating a lot of stuff. I will just thank Allah and eat in order to be able to gain the energy to carry on to the next meal. But perhaps it used to be a rice dish until I became a little bit more health conscious, and I'm still navigating through what the favorite might be. Does Mufti Meng have a wife? Yes. Does Mufti Meng speak Urdu? Yes. Does Mufti Meng live in the UK? No. Does Mufti Meng have braces? No, I used to. Does Mufti Meng have a son? Yes. Not one, more than one. How many languages does Mufti Meng speak? 8. Why is Mufti Meng famous? I don't know. Does Mufti Meng go to the gym? I'm a bit lazy, but yeah, inshallah, I will start again, inshallah. Does Mufti Meng reply to DMs? Very rarely, but yes, sometimes. Does Mufti Meng have TikTok? I have created an account, but I haven't used it. But there is a lot of content on TikTok of mine. Why Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world? Why is Islam the true religion? Well, Islam is the true religion because we worship the maker who made us and we put our heads on the ground for none other than the one who made us, and we pray to the one whom we are going to return to when we die, when we go back to he who made us. So it's the one maker and that's it. So it's a true religion. There's no risk involved. You're actually worshipping whoever made you, and all acts of worship rendered to him and him alone. Why is it the most beautiful religion? Well, I think the answers are intertwined there. Alhamdulillah. There we go. Why Muslims hate pig? Okay, I think that's Muslims don't hate pig, but rather they don't eat, consume pig. And it's not a question of hate. I think that question needs to be modified, because the minute they say why Muslims hate pig, it gives it a feel that perhaps pigs are meant to be hurt, harmed, or attacked. Not at all. In fact, being kind to a pig is also rewarding, because it's an animal. Why Muslims grow a beard? Well, because we are taught by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the messengers, including Jesus, may peace be upon him, Moses, may peace be upon him, and all the others had beards, and men are supposed to grow their beards. Does Allah have a gender? Well, that is a very interesting question, because he refers to himself with the pronoun he, and that is Allah. He's unlike anyone or anything. Does Allah mean God? It means it's a deeper meaning than just the term God. The worshipped one is Allah, the maker, the creator. So in a sense you could say God, but it is the one and only creator and maker, because when you use the term God, it It could mean other things. Does Allah love me? Yes, He does. Yes, He does. Yeah, so those were the questions that the internet's asked about me. I hope you had a good time listening to the responses. Crazy. Some of them are really crazy. People are very inquisitive. And sometimes curiosity kills the cat. Net worth, I was about to say 45 billion Zimbabwe dollars. I should have said that, right?